Haven't we, about having a garden, trying to grow a garden, sometimes not always succeeding at a garden. Some of us, I think, are far more green-fingered than other people. But if we've got one, we'll quite often spend quite a lot of time tending for it, weeding it, looking after it, and hopefully hoping that something good is going to come out of it. Maybe when we've got those unwanted plants, the thistles, the dandelions, all the weeds that get in the way, we're going to start wanting to use weed killer or weed burners, or we'll just go back to good old-fashioned hoeing the ground to get rid of the unwanted plants. And as the year goes on, we quite often have to do it regularly. But the sower's approach in Jesus' story in that parable today runs against our approach, because this time, as well as the wheat that's growing in the field, the weeds are also allowed to remain there. They will share the resources of the wheat field. So they will grow alongside the wheat, sharing the same water, the air, and the nutrients. Wheat and weeds will grow together in the soil. And weeds, as we know, can grow quite vigorously. Maybe in this field, they'll grow more vigorously than the wheat. But come the harvest time, the fate of both the wheat and the weeds is sealed. When something bad happens, we often want justice or even revenge straight away. We want the situation dealt with immediately. But God doesn't work like that. Justice and judgment belong to God, but they also belong to God's time. And our responsibility is to be wheat and to leave the rest up to God. But sometimes God has got a way of turning our burdens into blessings. But this can't happen if we allow our egos or our emotions to get in the way. Maybe you've been assigned to a season you're not quite sure what it's all about. But we can, all of us, grow where we are planted. And we're all planted in different places at different times in our lives. Sometimes for a season, sometimes a bit longer. But we're planted in order to have a purpose and to work that purpose out. And the work that we do is accomplished in really different ways. Sometimes we don't always get it right. That's the weeds. Sometimes we produce more than we anticipated. That's the wheat. But whatever we do can be good and it can be glorious for God. One verse that always comes to my mind is Genesis 1:31. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Maybe that should be a reminder to us that in all of God's creation, sometimes we've just got to pause and we've got to respect what's going on. Whether it's a new outfit that we've made, maybe it's a new work project we've taken on, we can see the good in what we've actually done. Sometimes we don't need outside voices to reassure us. And sometimes, even when the day feels overburdened, when it feels like so many weeds are getting in the way, there are still many, many opportunities for blessing. And sometimes we can just go so far as finding one single thing to be joyful about in any particular day. When we're overburdened, when we're stressed, when we feel like that we're carrying the weight of the world on our shoulders, or we feel like we're carrying the burdens of somebody else, and sometimes it just feels as though it's dragging us down and making it too hard for us to bear, I'm sure there is always one piece of joy that can be found. Sometimes that's a conversation with a friend, maybe catching up with somebody we haven't seen for a while. Sometimes it's just going to another place and being with other people. That can just help us realize that the world is so much bigger than we are. We have other people who we can talk to and share our burdens with, but at the same time, we've also got God who we can always turn to in prayer. And really, on really tough days, it's really difficult just to be thankful for so many things that are going on. But we don't always need to compare ourselves to others. We don't always need to be people pleasers all the time. Sometimes when we're trying too hard to please other people, we lose step ourselves. So maybe sometimes when we're looking at that field and we see the wheat and the weeds growing together, we've got to focus on our own path through that field to protect our peace and our own well-being. But even when it doesn't look like it or feel like it, when it sometimes it seems as though the weeds are growing up and choking us, we're still blessed. We don't need to let jealousy or bitterness infect the ground that we're standing on, because God has already given us the victory. So we just need to stop and hold our ground. Sometimes it's really tempting to take on new things. Sometimes it's really tempting to take on risks and try and shake things up. But sometimes it's better to slow down and to pause. And that was one of the things we were praying about this morning. Sometimes it's good just to stop and listen to God. See where those burdens are, but also see where the weeds are, but also where the wheat grows as well. God is the source of our being. And in our prayers, we can ask God to guide us and give us wisdom and insight. But we can also encounter God through reading the Bible, taking time out to pray and pause, or even listen to sermons. And the living word of God can always often reveal the next answer or the next steps that we need to take on that journey. So wherever we're planted, we can bloom, we can grow. We can keep taking action, but we can keep taking time daily just to sit with God and listen for direction. But the most important thing is to keep trusting in God and know that we're growing throughout our journey all the way. And what we've given you this morning is a little paper weed. That's your own, but that's the place where you can write your burdens down. And there'll be an opportunity in a bit as we sing our final song, if you choose to, just to bring those burdens, the things that get in the way, lay them in the basket. Nobody's going to read them, but they are your burdens, and it's an act of laying them down, giving them to Jesus, who died on the cross for us. So by all means, write down those burdens, those problems that get them in the way. And as we sing our final song together, we will place our weeds in the basket. So in a moment, we are going to stand and we're going to sing, "In Christ Alone My Hope Is Found."